Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new weekly broadcast of this show, Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for your presence and joining me here every week as we talk about the astrology and energies of the week ahead. Astrology is a passion of mine, and I love helping people understand it more for themselves. I really hope you fall in love with your own astrology chart, the energies, the understanding, the wisdom, and how it is a really great learning tool for understanding ourselves better. There's many great ways that we know ourselves and our lessons and our challenges and what we're healing and our strengths. And I think astrology is a great way to tap into the deeper wisdom that is there for us. And I see it as part of our soul growth in this lifetime, where we look at who am I, what am I feeling, what am I learning, what am I here to really do, offer, and share. Astrology has been one of my passions for over, 25 years. You know, I remember my first astrology reading. I received it on my 16th birthday. It was a great present. But it's only because I had been studying it before then, and I was so curious, you know, what does this mean, and what is the moon sign, and what is my rising sign? And the more you read, you know, the more you have questions, and I just kept digging and found it made sense. And I have a very logical mind, as much as, you know, we all can have our spiritual, metaphysical, and esoteric understandings. I have a very logical, linear mind, and there have been numerous times when I've thought, how is this working? How is this astrology stuff possible? I've been skeptical. I've questioned it. I think all of that is very normal, and it's healthy. You know, you should do that. You should question it. Because when you question something, you also have the opportunity to go deeper into understanding it. And so the more I questioned astrology, the more I would, again, dig in and see what the answers were. And I love the magazine, The Mountain Astrologer. That comes out 6 times a year. It's a great publication with all astrology at different levels. It talks about the astrologies of a month, like the daily energies, the weekly, the monthly, the new moons, the full moons, and it has a lot of articles about all different things in the world of astrology, because it's actually a really big world of astrology with different philosophies, teachings, and understandings. So that's The Mountain Astrologer. It's sold at some bookstores, if you can find a bookstore these days, and it's also sold online. That's a great learning tool. I also think it's wonderful to read books on astrology to get deeper understanding, because as much as you would study, say, one planet or your sun sign, let's say, your sun is in Taurus, and so you read the books about sun in Taurus, well, the different books you read, you're going to get different understandings and different perspectives. So it really is an ongoing lifetime study. And it's amazing how it gives you answers and helps you get a grip on what's going on. I think it also helps detach. You can say, oh, it's not personal, or, oh, it's not just me. You know, it's universal, it's global, it's in the collective. I also believe that with astrology, because our charts, every single chart is unique, we each carry a piece of the whole. And we have an opportunity to understand our piece of that whole more. So I love doing this show because I love talking about astrology, and I really hope it helps you understand more about yourself and what's coming up for you right now. In this show, I like to touch on the specifics of the current energies and the week ahead. And it helps for you to have your astrology chart in front of you and to have a basic understanding of what each planet is, each astrological sign, and each house. And those are the three main components of astrology. And then from there, it keeps going. But that helps you understand your own natal chart better. So in the past 25 years, I've been so grateful to have astrology on my path because I've been able to see what's coming up, to know when the tough years, the slower years are happening. And as I speak with clients, it gives them reassurance to know it's okay to be in a slow year. It's okay if you don't have the energy, for example, that you're used to. You know, it means you're not supposed to. There's something else going on. Astrology gives us these new perspectives and understandings. It also can help you see when an important opportunity is coming up. And you better get out there, girl, and you better be on the scene and meeting people because there's opportunities waiting for you. Like, that kind of thing is so good to know, too. So astrology brings us the wonderful gifts of energies and timing, helping us know, you know, what is really going on and how we can make the most of it and how we can just also know ourselves better and our own gifts. I do personal readings. You can find out on my website more about those. And my website is consciouscoolchic.com. And I've worked with hundreds of clients over the past year and our years, not year, I'd be exhausted, years, in 20 countries, and just helping people on their path. And I love it when people check back in and they say, oh, Molly, you won't believe how this played out. Thank you so much for the heads up. I'm so glad I knew. Or, wow, yeah, it was a time that I was dealing with something with my mom. Or it was really good to know that that was what I had to work on so that I could bust through and get to the other side of this experience. So astrology is awesome is basically how I can sum it up. And I'm glad you're here because I want you to get the most out of this show and every show. So we're going to look at the astrology energies of this Wednesday, April 19th, into the next week. And this week we have more changes happening, more stuff shifting and moving around, and that's just been the whole theme of April. And if you're feeling that, if you felt like it's not on steady ground, you're not, you know, you're not sure of what is reliable, well, we don't know yet what is really supposed to happen going forward. And that's because April is meant to get us thinking of new opportunities and new possibilities. And it's also meant to keep us in that state of openness for the solutions that you really want. Because how many times, if you think back on your life, how many times did you think, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this? And then you're like, oh, wait, I didn't realize that was a possibility, or I didn't see this door number 5, or this, you know, what's behind this curtain over here. And so we're meant to stay open and not get too attached right now, not get too attached to anything, because when everything is shaking up for the collective, stuff, it's like it gets shaken loose, right? Like you're like, you know, you're shaking out your old shirt and you're like, oh, I didn't realize that that's where I had that key was. Like something falls out and you're like, oh, that's where that was. I didn't realize where that went. It's like we get new information that gets shaken out and revealed and helps us with timing. Now, last week I've been talking about Venus and how she's having a rough month because she was retrograde for 6 weeks, and then she's been squaring Saturn and conjunct Chiron, and it's just a sensitive point. It's a sensitive time. It's a no time. It's when we hear no, when we feel challenges, when we feel uncomfortable, when we maybe feel, you know, Venus is where we want to receive. And we can feel like those channels are just shut down. Like, why am I not receiving answers or information? Or why am I not able to move forward with what I want to do? Why is the money tighter? Why is everything just feeling like it's a giant stop? Well, that's because Venus is squaring Saturn, who is our commitments, our responsibility. He's very stern. Saturn is saying, well, what do you really want, and are you ready to work for it? And Venus is saying, well, no, I don't want to work too hard, because she's in Pisces, and she just wants to sleep and decorate and be off on her own spiritual quests. And Saturn is saying, well, you have to work for it, and you need to stay true to your commitments. So our Venus girl is having a tough time, and that's going to continue through the weekend. And she's going to be making another exact square to Saturn over the weekend, or this week, the next few days. And then she's finally going to bust through back into Aries the end of April. And that happens on April 29th. So still got 10 days. And that means until the 29th, she's still going to be feeling Saturn's stop sign. And what I want you to know about this aspect and this energy is that it's really about timing. It's not time. And you're thinking, but I really want it, and I need it, and I'm ready. And Saturn is saying, it's not time. It's not time. And you cannot force it. You cannot make it. Your will not work in this situation. The other part of it is that our girl Venus is conjunct Chiron, and Chiron is the soul wound. And she's going to be conjunct Chiron as well, for a while, I mean, again, until the end of this month. So she just feels sensitive about it. She just feels a little bit more vulnerable. She's probably taking it personally. You could be having some conversations with God right now and feeling like, are you punishing me? Like, what's going on here? God, are you there? What's happening? Like, it's the sense of, are you even listening? You can feel very alone with this energy. You could feel isolated, depressed, challenged. And it's because our feminine energy is not flowing. It isn't receiving. It feels scared. She feels that she doesn't know who to trust, and she doesn't know if she can trust herself. Now, this is all an illusion, because of course you can trust yourself. Of course you can trust God, the universe, spirit, all that is. Absolutely. You are not separate. Your work right now, because Saturn brings up our work. You better do your work. There's no free rides. There's no free meals. There's no free cookies with Saturn. Our work is understanding that no matter where you are, you're valuable. No matter what you're doing, you're connected. No matter what the illusions in life might be, you have an opportunity to go deeper and to give yourself greater compassion and forgiveness and love. If you're beating yourself up right now, if you're feeling too sensitive, if you're taking it personally, and depending on where 27 degrees is in your chart, 27 of the mutable signs, that's the area of life where you're feeling it. So 27 degrees of Pisces is where Venus is. 27 degrees of Sagittarius is where Saturn is. And then Chiron is at also, he's actually at 26 degrees of Pisces. But if you have any planets or points at 27 degrees, you're feeling this. You really are. And so that means there's something within you that is ready to shift, to go deeper, and to heal around your sense of spiritual connection, spiritual healing, healing your sense of value, your relationship with money, relationships, you know, all that good stuff that makes up life that keeps us on our toes. Even if you're feeling it and it feels just really shitty right now, it's not going to last forever. In fact, it's going to shift by the end of this month, 29th. And if you are not feeling this energy, you have the opportunity to be even more supportive and caring for those who are. So we all work together with these energies. Now, the other thing we've got going on, Mars enters Gemini end of this week. And he's been in Taurus for the past 2 months. Mars in Taurus, it's not 2 months. It's actually a month and a half. He's usually in a sign for 2 months. When he's in a sign, Mars is there to work, to take action, to get things done on the values and intentions of that sign. Mars in Taurus has been showing you what's important to you, what's worth your money, what's worth your time, where your energy is meant to go forward. It's a builder. It's practical. It's a turtle. It will stick with it. It's like, I'm going this way, I'm going this way, I'm going this way. It's very stubborn. But when Mars moves into Gemini, he kind of feels like, oh my gosh, there's more than one way to do this. He has options. And that's because Gemini is the sign of choices, possibilities, and duality. Gemini is associated with the twins. So you always have two options. And that's what's going to happen is that you're going to look at what you've been working on. Okay? And you're like, okay, this is the way to do it. This is the way to do it. And then by the end of this week, you're going to have another way to do it, another path, another method. There's a sense here of an opening to Mars in Gemini moves quickly. Gemini is a very fast sign. It has new ideas. It's very mental, linear data. You're going to get new information that's going to help you take the right actions. Now, Mars in Gemini can be spread too thin because you make multiple commitments. It's the ultimate multitasker. And it will have a full calendar. It's like daily life can get busier when Mars goes into Gemini, because there is this increase in speed. When Mars is in Taurus, we like sludge along and we keep at it and we do it and we do it and we go over here and we do this and, you know, we just stick with the plan. Mars goes into Gemini and we're like, oh my gosh, okay, let me think about this differently. I was doing it over here. Now maybe I can do it over here. And then you see that there is a way to do it that you didn't even see before. It can also show up as a fork in the road where you're like, I could go left or I can go right. And with Mars and Gemini, you're like, oh, I'll just do both. I'll go both ways. And that's how we can spread ourselves too thin. So the heads up is that when Mars enters Gemini on the 21st, stay aware of new ideas that can help you, the new way to solve a problem, to go about things, and watch how things, the pace of life is going to pick up, but also watch out for overcommitting, for doing too much, for just even going in circles without making any progress. I actually like Mars and Gemini. I think they work well together because Gemini is the messenger, the storyteller, the one with ideas, and Mars says, okay, give me what you got. I get this image of Mars, the warrior, going down the path, and Mercury, the messenger, shows up next to him, and they're riding on horses next to each other, like just going down the path, sharing information. Like, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. Like they just have this natural synergy. So I expect things to pick up in the area of your life where you have Gemini energy in your chart. So we got that change going on the end of this week. The sun enters Taurus today. the 19th. And it's so funny because usually when I do this show, I talk and walk, and I'm moving around and I'm doing things, and that's just very natural for me. But today I had to sit. I had to sit, I had to have my feet on the floor, and I had to just be in one place. And that, my friends, is the transition from Aries to Taurus, where you've been busy and moving and doing stuff, and now you're like, okay, where's my chair? I need to just take a minute, take a breather. Taurus is the first sun sign, the first earth sign in the zodiac. It grounds us, and it's associated with roots, our roots of what's important to us, what matters, what's practical. Where am I going to invest my energy, invest my money, invest my time? Taurus asks these questions about, okay, where is this going? What does this look like? Let's collect information. Let me observe this for a while. Let me take some time here to figure it out. When the sun goes into Taurus, we celebrate Earth Day, which is actually tomorrow on the 20th. We celebrate Earth Day, perfect for sun in Taurus. And we do want to slow down, and we also can allow something to develop. So in Aries, we got something planted. It's the seeds of intention. The initiation begins. In Taurus, something takes roots. And you imagine it going into the earth, getting locked in, getting stable, getting reliable and fixed. So we move into Taurus energy, and we do feel that need to slow down and reassess and look at what's happening. Now, we also have the Mercury retrograde, and he is actually going to make a conjunction with the sun at 0 degrees of Taurus on April 20th. Mercury retrograde meeting up with the sun is a reevaluation of what you want. So Mercury retrograde is always about the RE words, right? Reprioritize, reconnect, reconsider, reflect. When it meets up with the sun, the bright beaming light of the sun, we look at things in a new way. And it's at 0 degrees of Taurus. So it's really looking at, what do I want to plant? Where do I want to invest? What do I want to commit to? And it could be on April 20th that you see something in a new way. You have new ideas or new possibilities that you want to explore. Now, because Mercury's retrograde, he's going to go direct and make another conjunction with the sun again later on in June. And I'm going to get you a date, because that's my customer service here. I give you a date. And the date is, oh, wow, it's actually on the first day of summer. So June 21st and 22nd, the sun and Mercury meet up again, and they meet up actually at 29 degrees of Gemini, and then they're moving into Cancer together at 0 degrees of Cancer. So June 21st and 22nd is when you're going to have your final decision, your final, like the final clarity and emotional commitment to something you've been figuring out and working with. Mercury is our mind, so your mind's going to change. It's just going to change again. And some things are going to stay, because there's also a sense here that you're making some commitments that you want to see, and then there's other things that you aren't going to commit to. And I know that's terribly vague, but all you have to do is look in your chart at where 0 degrees of Taurus is. And that's where you're rethinking money. You're rethinking everything that Venus owns and operates under. Remember, Venus is having a tough month anyways. So you're like, okay, I got to figure out a new way to make money, to save money, to spend money. What are my new values? What really matters to me right now? Where am I spending too much money? Am I spending it at the grocery store? Am I paying too much? Should I start clipping coupons? Should I start looking for more deals? You know, there's a sense here of reevaluating where the money goes out and how you can keep more in, and that's the investing. So that is happening as the Sun and Mercury make a conjunction on the 20th, and then they make another conjunction June 21st and 22nd, and that's when you're really in these new habits. You're like, okay, yes, this is really what I want to be doing going forward. This is how I want to be emotionally invested in my life, in what matters to me, in what matters in my heart of hearts. So we're playing with money stuff still. And again, it's this looking at where you are right now and where you are practically with money and finances, and maybe you need more in savings, you know? I mean, maybe we all need more in savings. So that's one of the big things that's coming up right now for you to find new solutions for. And then, of course, I haven't even talked about Pluto turning retrograde. That happens on the 20th as well. I did talk about it last week. Hopefully you caught some of those insights. But Pluto turning retrograde means that whatever we've been doing externally in asserting our power, our needs, our ability to reach our goals, we now turn it inward and we assess what's working, what needs to change, how else can I work with this energy, is this truly my power, what else is my power? Where else can I feel powerful based on my self and not just based on someone else's choices or words or behaviors? Pluto can bring up power struggles where we really are passionate about something. We really want it and we lock on and we don't give up. And Pluto turning retrograde asks you to look at a different way to operate and own your power. And maybe there's a different way to work with something or to find a new solution, a new strategy, a new resources. The Pluto energy is so strong and it moves so slowly that it hangs out in one part of your chart for a really long time. And so Pluto is at 19 degrees of Capricorn, and he's in that degree all of April and all of May. So if you have anything at 19 degrees, it's getting the Pluto nudge here, which, by the way, is never soft and easy. It's usually intense and meant to make you go deeper. Pluto is very private. It's where we need to figure out our own shadow energy more. If you were operating in some way and then there was your shadow self where you're like, oh, yuck, I didn't realize that was me, or I didn't know that was how I came across, or that was what was happening. You get deeper. You go into more that's under the surface. And that's, you know, one of the gifts of Pluto is that we gain greater clarity and we cleanse and we transform with his energy. And it's never subtle because you're not supposed to miss it. You're not supposed to miss it. So Pluto energy is strong right now. We're going to see more power struggles in the news, the bombings, the war, all this stuff that's coming up, all Pluto, okay? So yikes is one way to look at it. And also, you know, there's going to be some reconsiderations of the weapons, of arms, of war, and how power is used and how power is used to control people. So we're going to have more of that in the news. Oh, goody. Always more to say, but time is running out. And I'll be back here next week for our next episode on Wednesday. and I hope you can join me then. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, and you will be notified every time there is a new episode. Thank you so much, everyone. I wish you a lovely week ahead, and I'll see you right back here next week for New Energies and Astrology Talk. Thanks so much, and have a great day. Namaste.